This is amazing. You know, every day we come in here and Jerrianne and I are like, well, do you have anything to talk about today? Anything happened to you? And we devise a show around that, or at least some topics around that. And we both came in with old people stories today. How
amazing.
Fun. Yeah, what's yours?
Mine happened on Sunday during church.
Okay.
There's a group of old ladies that sit behind me, and they talk at the top of their voice, but they think they're whispering because, you know, they can't hear too well.
Yeah.
Well, one of them had her grandson there, and apparently she's trying to hook him up because my sister was sitting next to me, and I was sitting there, and she was like, well, those two girls are single. Oh, but they're probably too busty for you. And then she was like, well, there's Megan up in the choir. She's a really nice girl. And he was like, you know, Grandma, I'm really not looking right now. She's like, yeah, when it happens, it'll happen. That's why I stay single, because I can do whatever I want. I'm like, no, you're single because your husband died, and probably in self-defense.
God. Jeez.
But when we shook hands and everything and meet and greet, she introduced me to her grandson, and he was just like, hi. I was like, hi.
Are you guys the same age?
I think so. My sister used to babysit him.
Uh-oh.
Sister that was there, so.
There's the connection.
Yeah, but.
So how long before?
Probably not ever.
Oh. Sounds like he found a new host of Love Connection.
Yeah.
We've been looking for a replacement for Woolery for years. All right. Well, congratulations on that.
Thanks.
You didn't turn it into a date, though?
No.
Is he not your type?
I'm too busty for him.
Oh. I'm sorry to hear that.
It's okay. I'm over it.
My old people story ends with a much happier ending. Well, maybe. I don't know. You know, yesterday we drove out to Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Randy and I did, our engineer, to pick up a huge part for our transmitter. Can't just have it overnighted. 700 pounds. Since we wanted to be on the air, we thought maybe we should go get it.
Mm-hmm.
And not wait, you know, the entire week. So we headed out there, and there's nothing to see on the way. You're going through northern Missouri.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm not sure I would rule it out as being worse than driving through western Kansas, as far as boredom factor goes.
Iowa's pretty boring, too.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had too many experiences having to drive through the middle of nowhere. So luckily, I don't have to make giant trips and drive 12 hours in a day all the time. It's a nice place to be. So, you know, on the way, there's random small towns that have their little food places. And, of course, when you're driving that long, you have to stop for food a couple times. We stopped at McDonald's on the way there. That's the basic choice. Every choice, every place, there's always a McDonald's. So that was one option. And then on the way back, I was starting to get hungry. I was like, well, let's go ahead and pull off here. I hope we can find a Wendy's. Nope.
Oh.
No Wendy's. There was a KFC. And I thought, hey, let's go into that KFC. Yeah, it'll be a little greasy, but it's not going to hurt. I can handle it. So we go in there, and the place is packed with old people. Just everywhere, right? And they have a buffet at this KFC.
Oh.
Not all KFCs or all KFC fans are that lucky to have the buffet deal. And so I'm assuming these old women, mostly old women, go there every day to get their KFC. I don't know if they're getting a discount or not, but the buffet that I saw was like $6 a head, right? And I got like the leg and thigh meal, which comes with mashed potatoes, with macaroni and cheese, and with a biscuit, more than enough food. 50 cents cheaper than a buffet. Meanwhile, all these old people just keep on loading it up. So KFC is slowly killing these old people because they know they can't refuse this deal. It's a buffet in a small town, and they're just killing all these old people. And to make matters worse, it's not going to be a quick, easy death either. Because they eliminated trans fats from their cooking oil.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So they won't even get the side effect of Alzheimer's to, you know, forget about how slowly a KFC death they're dying.
But at least they enjoy biscuits.
And then I thought about later on in the afternoon about, you know, like what would happen to them a couple hours later. The old people.
Oh.
Yeah. See what it's like to be me, Jerrianne?
That's why I never want to be, like, in your head.
It's not pretty. People may think it might be fun in good times, but there's a lot of things that pop in there that are really no fun. And that's one of them.